This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with William Patunjak. William, how are you?
Very good.
William, how are you involved with digital asset management?
At my company, I'm the program manager for all content management tools for a large e-commerce program currently, and I actually built the digital asset management content management strategy for a print marketing alliance prior to this, so converging on an enterprise view of content management and digital asset management, picking apart the individual pieces, both print and online individually, but now with an opportunity to sort of look at an opportunity to converge into single enterprise vision for it. Really more heavily on the business side in terms of driving out strategy and then some of the delivery team responsibilities as well.
And why does a national chain of merchandise stores use digital asset management?
So, you know, there's a lot of numbers of reasons. That, you know, some of them are very similar. It's, you know, it's money savings. You only need to shoot a photo once, and you can reuse it a lot of times. You know, a lot of the reasons, you know, that have always been sort of the business case for digital asset management, you know, not reshooting assets, photography that you've lost, not spending time looking for things, some tighter controls of brands, so you're only working on, you know, approved assets or approved content. I think as I've looked at it, beyond the sort of, you know, just initial benefits of creating libraries, you know, centralization of knowledge and sharing, I found incredible opportunity through automation, tying it with other content. So some of the manual production work of getting assets into layouts or to websites, managing workflows, managing approvals, the act of centralizing assets and metadata has been an incredible benefit to further automation. So just getting the centralized library up, money savings, on the business case of giving, you know, tens of millions of dollars in the organization through asset reuse, speed to market and delivery of marketing material that instead of spending all of your time trying to find the things that you need, creating new experiences has become almost turnkey. So the level of effort goes into creating incredible experiences, not finding the materials that you need.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
My advice really comes, I think from how I came, to the position and to the industry is, I didn't come as a career technologist. It really wasn't my vision and my dream to spend my entire life creating content management platforms. I was an end user. I was a creative director. I was a photographer. I had a lot of passion sort of around knowledge management, but I was really initially in a position to be one of the beneficiaries of a position of a system like these. Staying close to your users, monitoring what they're using, keeping track of the strategic direction of the organization, that again, the big benefit that I've seen has been turnkey generation of incredible new experiences. If you know strategy-wise where the business is going, where the assets are coming from, you can actually turn your asset management system into an innovation engine. But in order to do that, you almost have to be less interested in the technology and more interested in the business and the business users. The technology really just becomes a tool to drive out, people's dreams. And so for me, my teams come from the business. I spend my time with the business. And then I have really, really, really good delivery partners who take care of the technology bits for me. And playing with the technology and learning about as many platforms as possible, the second piece of advice. There's a lot of different ways to get things done, and the framework in most of the enterprise applications allows you a lot of different ways to do things. If you know what's in the toolbox, you can put together just about any toy you want.
Great. Well, thanks, William.
Sure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.